concerning what Jesus observed. I've already said it, but before I do, it's important for us to realize that historically the times are different, but people aren't. As Dr. Chuck Travis says to me all the time, peoples is peoples, and pride is pride, and the two go together, unfortunately. But the question in answering why did the cheering stop is important to see. First, the people of Israel that day did not recognize Jesus' purpose. They had presumed him to be the conquering hero, the warring king. They presume that the only way to peace is through violence. Verse 44 says, because you did not know the time of your visitation. The word translated visitation in the Greek literally means to revive. Jesus even once told the people that you can discern the weather by looking at the sky, but you cannot discern the time in which you are leaving. Can we discern the time in which we're leaving? There's a reason that they couldn't see his purpose. They could not see Jesus' purpose because their eyes were on their immediate circumstances instead on an eternal purpose. The same is true today. When our eyes get on our hardship, our difficulties, then our focus shifts from everything, shifts to everything that is around us that's wrong. Our prayers start to change and it becomes, Lord, deliver me, help me, fight for me. Instead of, Lord, mold me, use me, grow me through my circumstances, change me, and get the glory for yourself. I remember a conversation with someone in this church that was going through a lot of difficulties. And they were complaining to God, as we're all apt to do. And they finally entered their lamenting with, God, why me? Why this? Why now? To the which they heard God say, why not you? And then he went on, have you gotten on the cross recently? Have you given your life? Did you come down from heaven to be mortal man? Why not you? Sometimes, guys, when circumstances are tough and we've all gone through them, we have to say, God, mold me through this. You're with me. Serve your purpose. Instead, we tend to fight with each other. We overtalk each other. We blame each other. Most couples go back to the first thing that the other person ever did wrong, and from day one of a 30-year relationship, begin to tell everything that ever happened. We say everything to win our point. And we ask, why did the tearing stop? The desire is for God to change our circumstances instead of God changing us through the circumstances. You go through the motions without passion for worship. Instead of praising God for who he is, we complain and whine, just as the children of Israel. And I believe today, we make Jesus cry. Don't let what causes our cheering him to stop. Don't lose sight of the fact that through any circumstances, we are in his presence, in the presence of the Prince of Peace. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. We can have peace, saints of God, in the middle of our circumstances. They did not recognize Jesus' purpose. Second, they refused to accept Jesus' terms. Verse 42 says, would that you even you, had known the day of the things that make peace. Jesus' terms are clearly spelled out in Luke 14. Take up your cross and follow me. The term is total, complete submission. Anything less, we hold back our best. When two kings in ancient times, when two kings were preparing for battle and one had 20,000 and the other had 3,000, that person with 3,000 would look over the hedge and go, this doesn't look really good. And he would send an emissary to sue for peace, to get terms of peace. And if the one with 20,000 was gentle and gave him terms, they avoided war. We need to come to peace with the cost of living with a king. But see, we, like the children of Israel, we want to tell him the terms of our peace. We want peace. We want blessings. But at the same time, we want to do it our way. In essence, the attitude is, God, I want peace and blessings, and I'm going to do this and that and the other thing, and because that's how I want to handle it. And Lord, it's your job to bless me for my actions. There is a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it brings destruction. Because you refuse to accept his terms, Jesus is the only way, the only provision for our salvation already made, whose blood was shed upon Calvary tree, whose forgiveness of sins has already been paid for. They did not recognize his purpose. They did not accept his terms. But hear the prophetic voice of Jesus. And the third, because it fits to us even more, they did not realize that their action would bring judgment. Verses 42 and continuing, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear down to the ground and you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon the other. Jesus prophetically spoke to a time of 70 AD when the Roman general named Titus would besiege the city, and 1 million people were destroyed. The story of that battle is that the blood was so thick that it ran down the streets and out the gates of the city. 1 million people, because they could not surrender to the King of Peace. See, we have a judgment facing us too. We have an eternity that we're all going to spend. So how does this apply to us? Know this, saints, we cannot approach God on our own terms. We must come through Jesus Christ, the one and only Son of the living God, our Lord and Savior. We cannot come to him on our own time. The word says that no one comes to the Father lest he draw them. And we cannot come to him. Or when we come to him, we must accept his claim that Jesus is the Son of God, the sacrifice for sins, our Lord and Savior. Saints of God, Maybe your desire has been self-centered instead of God-centered. You are saved, but perhaps you have never accepted His terms of service. You have been doing things on your own and on your own strength. Or maybe today you find yourself mad at God because He hasn't answered a prayer the way you've asked. Shouldn't we accept what He can do for us? Should not we serve Him with all our heart and all our mind? There's a lesson in Palm Sunday that we need to hear. We can't have it both ways. We can't have our cake and eat it too. And yet, the more I walk in Christ, the more exciting life becomes. So I want to ask you today, are there any here? Please stand to your feet.